The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Okay, got the last gospel of the year of grace 2021, and this is it. Beware that your hearts not become drowsy. Now, we do have this this same gospel this weekend, so we can get ready for that. I think for that reason, I'd like to put it in context, the context of the Lord's Prayer, especially the final petitions. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. What is the sense of that, certainly as it relates to this passage, and especially if we've made our way through the Lord's Prayer already? And, you know, as you know, this not it's not only the perfect prayer. It's not only the prayer that Jesus himself gives us. It's the prayer that I pray every day. One Our Father for probably 30 minutes or even a bit more. Because why is that? Why do I do that? Put me on trial. No, why do I do that? Because the Lord's Prayer gives, well, for one, okay, so it takes the shape of Jesus' own life, the Lord's Prayer, which means that it's the right prayer to give our lives appropriate shape as Christians. We want to live in the pattern of Jesus. We want to pray as he prayed, want to live as he lived. And the Lord's Prayer is one of the chief means to accomplish that. So that's it's terribly important. And I find that, of course, it's not simply, again, the petitions themselves to be kind of picked up separately and the prayer pulled apart, but actually there's great, it's, I would say, divine logic in the succession of the particular prayers. So I make appeal again to you to pray the Lord's Prayer, to take time and pray one Our Father every day and allow it to be as long as it needs to be, which means like put your whole self into every petition and let the Lord's Prayer give voice to the prayer of your heart. So when we pray that kind of God-centered, mission-oriented prayer, we find ourselves that lead us not into temptation. And what does that mean? Except that the Lord, we trust Jesus to not lead us into, can I put a qualifier on it? Needless temptation. In the sense that Every moment of our lives, whether it's, you know, faced with a kind of cataclysmic reality of the end of the world, or it's faced with a particular trial or tribulation, a difficulty, perhaps some sort of event to be grieved, a relationship to be mourned, whatever it is. As I was saying yesterday, like even something like a dead-end street, like we find ourselves in a place where we don't know how to move from where we are. We know we've got to move on, but we don't quite know what we're doing there. They're opportunities. We could say that they're temptations. At least we're inclined to see them as temptations because there are times where it's possible for us to be pulled off course one way or the other. And because we're praying, lead us not into temptation, then we see every moment of our lives as an opportunity to trust and follow Jesus. It's not a temptation in the kind of more general sense. It's an opportunity to trust and follow Jesus, because we know that he's the Lord of our lives. We know that because we're submitting ourselves to him here at the altar in sacrament. We're giving ourselves over to him in prayer. We're not allowing our hearts to become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life. Right? We see every opportunity as a way to persevere in the life of love that is ours by faith. Right? By entrusting ourselves to Jesus, we're going his way, and he's leading us into a life of great love. So he's not leading us into temptation. And in fact, what looks like a temptation to us then must simply be an opportunity to go deeper and to trust more fully, more wholeheartedly, and with the assurance that he's not leading us into temptation. He's leading us to take the next step, perhaps blindly, into that life of love that he's called us to. So this is the kind of combination of the end of the Lord's Prayer and the end of our year of grace today, because this is the challenge, right? That day catch you by surprise like a trap. Will it catch us by surprise like a trap? And I'm not talking, because this is Jesus talking about the destruction of the temple in 70 AD, right? Are they going to be surprised by that? And in the same way, are we going to be surprised by any event at all in our lives? Are we going to be surprised by anything that's happening in the world or anything that's coming upon us? We don't have to be, precisely because we're not only faithfully praying the Lord's Prayer, we're faithfully following Jesus. And so there's not an opportunity. Well, I mean, we don't need to miss an opportunity to trust and follow him. He is the king. He is leading and guiding. He's sustaining us all the way. And he's giving us the strength of his own life of love here at the sacrament of the altar, that we can receive his own body and blood, so that we can have the power of the Holy Spirit at work in us and working through us. Not only as we anticipate his return, but that as we anticipate his return by living under his kingship now, we anticipate his return by living his gospel and kingdom way of life now. We do it by trusting and following him. Then I don't know, the rest of the story writes itself, right? We want to be vigilant. We need to be vigilant. We need to pay attention. We need to see that, you know, instead of being led off course this way or that way by, say, like the dissipating force of pleasure in our lives, or by the challenges of opposition and challenge and trial and tribulation, whatever it may be, we do not have to be led off course, because Jesus is at the head. And if we simply see him, we keep our eyes and our hearts fixed on him, if we trust and follow him, then he will lead us into all life, beginning, my friends, here and now.